We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
All right, let's see. Kennedy, are you there?
Yes.
Huh? Try that again?
Yes, hello.
Okay. Annie.
Hi.
Producer Dan.
Hello.
Hey, everybody's here. Welcome to the Unfiltered After Show podcast for topics we discuss. And if you would please leave us a review. Thank you for that. It helps spread the good word. I have a new review.
Oh,
oh wow.
And it is Love It, But.
But, ooh.
Ellipses.
Let's go.
4 stars, Kennedy.
How fucking dare you?
Do you want to hear it now or do you want to wait till the end?
No, go ahead.
Yeah. All right. I love Carson and Kennedy and have listened to the radio show for years. I love their Unfiltered After Show podcast, but there always seems to be a volume problem. It's like they're all in one room using one microphone but sitting at different distances, so their voices are all different volumes. I feel like I constantly need to adjust the volume so I can hear some people and turn others down. If it wasn't for this issue, I would definitely be a five-star podcast. So we've had this issue. I don't know what it is, and I'm going to get with engineering today and see if I can figure it out.
Okay.
I don't know what to tell you.
Well, it's not like we're using...
We really can't adjust the volumes on these things.
Yeah, honestly, what you're going to have to do is just email it to me, and then I'll punch it up in Adobe. It's the only way to do it.
Mm. Yeah.
Not Adobe to get all technical on the air.
Adobe is the software we use to edit the stuff.
Well, and it's like other podcasts they're listening to are edited and mixed down and mastered and all of these things.
So I feel like that's what people are. That's true.
Right, that's what people are used to listening
to. But we record this in the studio. It's on a system called Vox Pro, and it always does. The levels do come in kind of weird. So this person isn't wrong.
No, I know they're right. I don't want to add an extra step of work for you or me to get it up. I try and make it as simple as possible.
Can you not do anything in Vox Pro? You can't.
You can't.
There's nothing.
The software doesn't allow you to. So you can, in other software, you can go.
No, I understand. I was just wondering, is there something you could do there to just pop it up volume wise?
Well, thank you for the wonderful 4-star review. I appreciate your honesty. I'm noticing, too, most of our reviews are coming from Apple, from the iTunes podcasting app.
I think they make it the easiest to leave a review.
Oh, yeah. So
I don't know where else you'd look for a review.
I don't know. But anyway, we're getting close to 100,
woo-hoo!
Which is kind of cool. So if you want to leave a review, thank you. Kennedy, as always, you're up first. What you got?
Okay, so they announced today that BTS is going to do a Happy Meal at the McDonald's.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
It's like fries and 10 nuggets and then some special sauces that you normally couldn't get here in America.
Sure.
Oh, that's cool.
They're like South Korean flavors is what they're saying. So... But no toy, which I think is weird. But in any event, so if you could pick whatever, it needs to be a fast food restaurant. And Annie, I know you don't eat at too many fast food restaurants, but indulge me.
Yes.
What would the restaurant be and what would be in your Happy Meal?
Does it have to be McDonald's or I can pick another one?
No, any fast food restaurant that you like.
Wendy's, without a doubt.
Okay.
Because Wendy's is so special to me. It's where I ate most of my childhood.
Uh-huh.
My sister would go to Panera and she would take me to Wendy's first and I would get Wendy's and I would eat it inside the Panera. Sorry, Panera. I didn't want it at the time. It would be a spicy chicken sandwich and about 60 packets of the barbecue sauce. A Frosty and a medium fry.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Their barbecue sauce is so good to me. I don't know what it is. It's like thicker. Rather than the thin ones that they have, I love it so much. That would be mine.
All right, I'd have 2 cheeseburgers.
Yes.
Large,
what restaurant?
McDonald's.
Okay.
Please. 2 cheeseburgers. There'd be a large fry. Maybe even a small fry. I always feel like sometimes when you go to a fast food restaurant, they don't fill the large fry all the way. Like sometimes they do, sometimes they settle.
Yeah.
So I get a small fry just to make sure I got a full large fry. Then I would also get a 6-piece chicken McNugget. And then 2 sweet and sours.
Okay.
Because sweet and sour for the chicken McNuggets, but then also a few fries in your sweet and sour is
so good.
Dope.
You need more than 2, though.
What?
Two sweet and sours.
Yeah,
they can eat four.
I don't like to overindulge it with the sweet and sour sauce.
We'll overindulge it with the large fry and small fry. But
right.
Two cheeseburgers and only two sweet and sour.
Right, right. And then also, and I...
You're like, and a Diet Coke.
No, well, here, I want Coke Zero at McDonald's.
Yeah.
They don't have
Coke... You used to get sweet tea all the time.
I know, but that's... Old Fat Carson. Now I'm only...
Oh, stop.
But they don't have Coke Zero at McDonald's. I don't know why. They have all Coke products.
That's surprising to me.
I know. I've never Coke Zero.
They have Diet Coke, though?
They have Diet Coke, so I usually get a Diet Coke.
There's something about McDonald's soda machines.
Would you like for me to tell you why?
Is it the carbonation?
No, it's because they actually have a special deal with Coca-Cola, and their formula is different than everybody else's by, like, this much. Also, the straws at McDonald's are bigger than most straws. They're wider around, so you're getting more in. That's the secret.
A Sprite from McDonald's when you're hungover. Oh, my God.
Don't they sell Pepsi products now, though, at McDonald's?
I mean, they might do both now,
yeah,
but I
think
so.
Yeah, I think they do both
I think everybody kind of switched to both, but anyway, I don't really know.
That used to be a thing back in the day when we were younger. Was
Coke or Pepsi?
Pepsi was Burger King. Coke was McDonald's.
Isn't it still that way?
No, I don't think so. I think they're all across all really brands. Know. Yeah.
I hate when they do that at restaurants. Mm-hmm. When they're like, can I have a Coke, please? It's like, is Pepsi fine?
You're like, no.
Well, is Monopoly money fine, Sharon?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Well, it's all she's got.
Yeah, it's like you got to pick Bud products or you got to pick Coors products.
I'd probably pick Wendy's too, but to be different, I will say Chick-fil-A.
Oh, that's good,
and
too.
And I love the chicken sandwich, the waffle fries with Chick-fil-A sauce, and then a chocolate shake with whipped cream.
And I would pick Taco Bell, obviously. But I would pick
every... I always forget you're a Taco Bell girl.
But I would take everything that's been taken off the menu.
And put it in.
So there would be two Mexi Melts.
Yes.
There would be the taco salad. Do you remember that sucker?
Yes. I've never really had Taco Bell.
Because they got, it came in a shell.
Yeah.
Like you can get at any Mexican
it's
restaurant.
Like a taco bowl.
But they got rid of all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And what else did they get rid of? Oh, Mexican pizza. That would be my answer.
To like have a Taco Bell.
Sure.
Is Taco Bell the only place you can get a Baja Blast? Do they sell that in other places?
I don't know. It's the only place I've ever seen it.
If they bottle
maybe at the
it
store.
Or something, you mean?
Who makes Baja Blast? Is it
Mountain
Dew product?
Yeah.
I've never seen it anywhere.
Yeah, you can get it. I've seen it other places.
I've never seen it anywhere else. But in any event. So. Okay, that's me.
Thank you, Kennedy. I wanted this is like deep into sports, but because it's our podcast and we talk about whatever we want. I think this is interesting. It has a little bit of a local connection. And Kennedy and I talked a little bit about this off air. So obviously the Red Sox is owned by Fenway Sports Group and they own a soccer team in Europe.
Liverpool. Yes.
Liverpool FC. It's one of the biggest teams in the world.
Yeah, and they won the Premier League last year.
That's right. The Premier League is the premier soccer league in the world. And so what's happening over there is all of the biggest teams in Europe are leaving and starting a super league. And the fans are pissed. Like, they are boycotting Fenway Sports Group and the team.
Why?
So I guess it has something to do with the TV deals and how much money they make and all of this sort of thing. And so they are all leaving. All of the biggest teams, like, you know, Man United and Juventus and Liverpool
so
FC.
How it happens, just to give it more context, is each country has their own league, like Italy has Serie A and England has the Premier League and Germany has the Bundesliga, and now all of like there's two or three teams that are at the top of each of those leagues and now all of them are going to leave and form one league and all the other leagues are pissed because then
they're just screwed.
There's no competition.
Right, but what's interesting is with the fans, and especially with Liverpool FC, the Liverpool FC has this reputation of kind of being like the everyday fan.
Sure.
Right? And they love that because if you play well, you make good money and you're in the league. And if you don't play well, you're out of the league.
Okay.
Right? So, you know, we don't have that here in the United States, but if you do crappy, they kick you out of the league. You get what's called relegated.
Yep.
Right? If you don't do well. Imagine if you finish
Isn't that in Ted Lasso?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the only one I knew.
Yeah, it's the promotion and relegation system. I think it's awesome, actually.
Yeah, it is.
That's
like,
way better.
Yeah, we don't have that here in the United States.
Right, we should.
Like, there are teams in the NBA that should be in the G League and teams that are in the G League that should be in the NBA. But it's just funny to see the fans now fighting back with John Henry and Fenway Sports Group and saying, we don't like this. We don't want you to do it.
That's so interesting.
I don't think they can stop them. So
no, it sounds like a done deal to me.
None of the fans are happy. And the European Football Union is also not happy. And they're saying anyone who joins this league will not be able to play in the World Cup.
Oh, wow.
If your players won't be able to play.
You won't be eligible for it.
Yeah, it's a big thing over there.
So that would be like, in other words, if a few football teams decided to make, not the NFL, and decided to make the Super NFL.
Right.
Yeah. And then say if the Patriots and the
said,
Chiefs and just the
yeah,
like
just
the
imagine
best
the
and
top
then they said you can't be in the
left.
Super Bowl. Right. So you have to make your own. Well, they'd make their own thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But will it be as big as the Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
they're
really
the biggest money takers in all of the leagues.
Yeah.
Then will their fans follow, I guess.
See, and there is already a system where the best teams in different leagues can play each other, but it only happens like once or twice a year. It's like
UEFA?
It's called the Champions League.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this would be every single week and as opposed to that.
It's just really weird that they've decided all the best teams are picking up and taking their ball and leaving.
Right.
It's just greedy owners money thinking they can make a bigger TV deal and more money.
Right, right.
Wow. So, wow. That's crazy.
Soccer on our podcast.
I know, but soccer is so interesting. We just don't care about it here.
Mm-hmm.
It's so big. It's the world's biggest sport?
Yes, it is.
They do. Listen, I think the Revs do pretty well.
They do, but they don't get nearly enough.
No.
It's just a completely different animal.
I think they would do better if they were in the city. I think if they, you know, they eventually get into
if their stadium was?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Foxborough. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know if that was their home.
No, their fans are rabid. And there are some like MLS teams around the country that put in like 50, 60, 70,000 people for a soccer match.
Yeah, like Atlanta, you were
Atlanta
saying?
Does.
It's huge in Seattle. The Sounders are big. Yep. It's just not here. There's not a culture for it.
Well, you've got too many teams that win all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
that's fascinating, though.
So anyway, all right, Annie, what you got?
I want to do a day in the life, which whatever day you guys want to pick, what it looks like for you when you leave here. I just want to know what it is.
All right, so yesterday I left here.
Yep.
I went home. I got my wife and my son. My son's out of school this week.
Yes.
And like you know this, we're remodeling the house on the Cape, so it was going to be nice weather. So we went down there, and Lana and I busted hump. I mean, because we're just doing so much of this ourselves. So it was like Lana was out in the yard with, like, moss killer. She read some formula on the internet on how to kill moss because that's all we have. We don't have grass. We have moss. So we're trying to get rid of all the moss. And then we moved a 500-pound refrigerator by ourselves, me and Lana. We scooched it across the floor on cardboard boxes 3 inches at a time. I'm not even kidding. That's how we got it in the house.
How'd the floors look after?
The floors were fine, thank God, because they're new.
That's what I was wondering.
It gives
and
me
then,
a hit.
So I had to get, we had an old refrigerator in the house. So I, trying to get it out of the house, I get it to the back sliding glass door, and it's too wide. And I realize there's a little stopper on the sliding glass door. So I remove the stopper and I go to open it up some more, but the handle blocks it. So then I get the handle off the sliding glass door. And then I get the fridge to the door and the handles on the refrigerator door are in the way. I mean, it took me an hour to get a stupid refrigerator out of the house.
Oh my God.
So I finally get it out of the house. And then now I can't get the other one in the house because it's so big. So we had to drag it in. So we did that. And we've just been humping it down there. And then coming back, the stupid traffic light on the Cape.
Brutal.
So we had to drive around. We drove the Bourne Bridge to get back. So right now, we're going back down there today. So
how close do you think you are to finishing?
3 weeks.
So you do think Memorial Day?
I think, yeah.
That's
weeks.
Really exciting.
It's wild. It really is. Like seeing it yesterday. Being so close to done.
I know the floors being done must be huge.
The
for
kitchen
you.
Cabinets being in and the refrigerator being in and you know.
It just starts to look like a home.
Right. So that's been everyday.
It's exciting.
Life. Yeah. Else.
And then it'll be worth it. And
it
then
be,
we
and
can
then
all
we'll,
come.
Everybody will come down and we can hang out.
And we'll
out.
Mess it all up.
No, that's fine.
So Annie, sometimes I take myself to lunch.
Yes.
At one of my two places.
Yes.
Sometimes I go home and sit outside and read a book.
Yes.
Sometimes take a walk with Elvis.
Yes.
Sometimes watch Mindless TV.
What do you always rotate the same two restaurants?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Just because you're like, you know what? I know I like it there.
I just know what I like and they know me and it's just easier for me.
What are what kind of food are these two?
Sushi.
They're both sushi? So you just rotate between two sushi places?
Pretty much. Well, that's what I'm doing right now anyway.
Love that.
I love sushi. I just don't eat enough of it, I feel like.
When Fuji opens back up, I'll go.
What's your go-to for sushi?
I eat salmon nigiri, lots of salmon nigiri. I like toro.
What is nigiri? I know that's like a way you can cook it.
No, it's not. It's like it's this like sushi proper with rice and a piece of fish on top.
The fish is on
and
top.
Sashimi I don't eat sushi, so I don't know all the
and
terms.
And sashimi is just plain pieces of fish, no rice.
Those are my favorites too. My wife, so she doesn't like rice, so everything she gets
is
wrapped in lettuce.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
She doesn't like sticky rice?
No. Nope.
She doesn't eat a carb.
Yeah.
I I hate the sticky rice.
So, yeah. I mean, you know.
Right.
No, I like it like that. So, and then it depends. Sometimes, you know, I'll get a roll or something here and there. There's one place I go to that has the same thing all the time. There's another place I go to that, that creates different rolls all the time. So,
do you like it spicy? Do you put
ish, not terribly.
No.
I like it. It doesn't like me back.
Yeah.
We do the soy and then you mix in.
The wasabi.
Oh, wasabi. I do that because it adds a little bit of.
Yeah.
But not so much that I'm like.
Oh, no. I need beads of salt.
I need the wasabi removed from my plate.
Every once in a while, accidentally, you get a little nugget of it like somewhere and you're like, whoa, ha, ha.
You're joking at the restaurant.
And
like,
what about the ginger? Do you eat that too?
Yes.
I love
in between
ginger.
Things.
So good.
Yes. In between things. It's a nice palate cleanser.
So good.
I also, I'll get hot sake sometimes and I put the ginger inside the hot sake.
Oh, that sounds good. I want to do a sake bomb now.
Because the hot sake isn't always, it isn't the best
chopsticks.
Sake.
Do you use chopsticks?
Oh, yeah. Or my fingers.
Yeah.
I mean, you're, Japanese people eat with their fingers.
Right.
So one of the two, yes, but no forks.
I ate a sushi roll last time with my fingers. I was sitting at the bar waiting to pick up food and I was like, I'm just sitting alone eating with my hands.
No, actually you eat them with your fingers.
Yeah.
And actually you're supposed to take, if you're eating nigiri, you're supposed to turn it upside down and put the fish on your tongue first, not the rice.
Wow. Right. Good to know.
I'll my favorite thing at the hibachi places is the guy that's cooking. He has the like the ketchup bottle of sake.
Yes.
And he just says, open your
one,
mouth.
Two, three.
And he'll squirt it in for as long as you can hold it.
Yes.
And my record's like 35 seconds.
Oh, my gosh.
Shit,
I feel like I've gone to 20.
And
that's good.
Skill.
That's a skill.
He was like, are you done? I was like, nah, that was in my prime. I couldn't do that now.
Yeah. Well, you'd be surprised. Come with me to the hibachi.
I would love to.
I love to go.
The chop shop.
So my place has a sushi place on one side and a hibachi on the other. So or teppanyaki on the other. That's my day, Annie.
I love the chopsticks because I lived in Korea for a year and a half, so I'm very efficient with my chopsticks.
Oh, I'm terrible.
So I love to show off. I'm like, oh, I can do all the little tricks.
You like sharpen them.
I can spin the chopstick on the top.
That's your humble brags.
That's
chopsticks.
My humble brags chopsticks. And I can use the round ones. You ever tried to use round chopsticks, Dan?
I just use a spoon. I don't even try.
I have them at my house. I use them all the time.
Yeah.
Daniel?
I don't really do much during the week. I'm pretty boring. Like, no one's on the same schedule as me, really.
Right.
And I just, so during, I save most things for the weekend. So yesterday, let's see, I had slept 1 hour the night before. So I came home. I watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine until I fell asleep.
Good. I'm glad you got some rest.
Yep. I woke up and I've recently started hiking again just to try to move my body. And hopefully lose a little weight.
It's good for you.
Because the whole not breathing in your sleep thing.
Not great.
Yeah.
We're getting some vitamin D, getting some movement in. It's good for your brain. Good for everything.
So I've been taking the dog hiking because he has just torn up the backyard.
Mm.
We found out that he is a hunting dog.
Yep.
He's a coonhound and they love to run. Like they're built for outdoors.
Right.
So every time a car goes by, he chases it because it's in his mood to chase things and hunt. So I've started taking him in the woods.
Can you take him off leash there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
That's only because of my mother. My mother has done a wonderful job training him.
Well, no, I mean, you know, like I can take Elvis off leash too, but some places don't let you or whatever.
Right.
So
she walks with
him
like twice a day, so I just started going. And it's just really nice to be in the woods with the weather getting better. Yeah. I was in there last night.
Such a game changer.
Like, it's nice to just not be on my phone and in a house. Mm. Like, just be out in the woods was really nice.
You're out in the woods and not freezing. You know, you don't have to bundle up and wear six coats and a hat and gloves and blah, blah, blah.
So that's what I did yesterday. I went for a hike.
That's awesome. Mm.
You have them close to your house, like a good trail?
Oh, yeah. We'll go to the Redding Town Forest.
Cool.
Where we don't live in Redding, but stop us.
Somebody there who's checking IDs. Sorry, buddy.
There's a Wilmington Town Forest, but it's not as good.
We
didn't get that fancy.
Did you go trick or treating in Redding too?
No, I was in Malden when I was trick or treating, which is a different thing entirely.
You know what I mean, though.
We go hiking. There's a place in, I think it's like in Weston, off the Pike, and it's just behind some neighborhood. And somebody told us about it. So it's like you honestly park on somebody's street, but it's a public park, and it's a great off leash place.
That's
it's
awesome.
Like a 2.5 mile loop, and once you get to the top of it, there's some rocks up there where people practice rock climbing.
That's cool.
Yeah, but it's just...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.